Thank you, Chair. When this was discussed previously, the subject of radiant heaters, the UK was concerned about rear seat passengers at the time. It's interesting to listen to the Netherlands on this subject and the points they've made that manufacturers are not exploiting the absolute maximum temperatures that are available. And I wonder whether an interim solution could be if GRSG were to agree that the temperature could be limited if manufacturers aren't using the maximum temperature, that the temperature could be limited by an amendment to the regulation without invoking a new series of amendments. But if there are vehicles that are about to exploit this possibility of having high temperatures, then we really do need to act, because we cannot afford to permit that in vehicles. So the arguments that were presented previously, my recollection is, if the temperature of the radiant heater is too high, then the vehicle occupant will move away. If the temperature is too high and it's a child, so long as the child is in the rear seat, they will make their views known on the high temperature. The concern was about perhaps on vehicles where the occupants are remote from the driver. So an example could be a double-deck coach, for example, where there are children there who are perhaps not as well behaved as the driver would like them to be. But I do wonder whether there is an easier solution without creating another task force. And it would be interesting to hear the views of others on that, whether it could be accepted as an amendment without invoking a new series of amendments. Thank you.